This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
As we move into the 9 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we're coming to you live in Portland, Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Save W-E-E-I as a favorite. Listen wherever you go. And if you missed our interview with Bridget Prue or with Dan Greenberg, you can go back and listen to those or any other part of the show on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Christian Arcan Show on the Audacy app or wherever it is that you find your podcasts. The ESPYs are going on right now. And I haven't really been watching because I don't have the sound. But I can tell you that Saquon Barkley won best play of the year with his backward ass-first leaping hurdle, which was a great play. I can tell you that the winner of best breakthrough athlete this year is Team USA women's rugby player Ilona Marr. Probably saying that wrong, but that's who won that. And I can also tell you that Clips performed Grindin' and Ace Trumpets, which is from their new album, which just came out, called Let God Sort 'Em Out, which is very, very good. And Grindin' is one of my all-time favorite songs. Shane Gillis is the host tonight, who I'm a big fan of. And he had some pretty good jokes in the monologue that I have not heard yet. So I've seen people posting clips of him and basically spoiling it all on Twitter. So I have an idea of the direction the monologue went, but we will have a little bit more of that for you coming up right now in the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Well, you teased it. I think we might as well start off with it. A couple of clips here from Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs. Now, you mentioned it, Arcan. You're a fan of Gillis. He's a edgy comedian, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't know. I mean, that whole thing, the reason why he got fired from SNL before he even started there was because he was doing, like, you know, some edgy stuff, I guess. But, yeah, I'd say he's a line stepper. I'd say that. Yeah, sure.
Well, luckily for you, I grabbed a couple that were, I guess, family-friendly for these radio airwaves. I'm sure after the show, you can look at the other ones. But here is one of a couple of clips that Shane Gillis from his opening monologue.
The New York Knicks had a great season. Yeah, hell yeah.
No, it didn't.
Karl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
All right. There was another one. Speaking of the NBA, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was in the house, and Shane Gillis had a little joke for him.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say those were his strongest. I've seen some of the clips I saw.
Oh, but there is one more I have for you. And
that wasn't a bad joke. It just wasn't like a scream or anything.
Also, athletes are a tough audience. Let's keep that in mind. True. There's one more here about a former Colorado Buffalo that I don't know if you're going to take to heart. Here is Shane Gillis's joke about Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
Pretty good. I saw he also did a tribute to Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald very famously hosted the ESPYs back in the 90s. And made a joke at Charles Woodson. You're the first defensive player to win the Heisman. Congratulations. No one can take it away from you unless you kill your wife and kill the guy she's with and all that. And I think Gillis did that jolly same joke, basically, word for word with Travis Hunter. There's some other good ones in there. I feel like those weren't as bad. I've seen some clips of some other ones.
There, just some I think we should probably avoid.
He had an Epstein joke, which is pretty funny. He's like, I had an Epstein joke. It got deleted. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I just think for these purposes' sake, let's keep them family
friendly. All right,
fine,
Joe. Jesus, all right. Let's just make it not funny. Let's just play all the non-funny ones. Fine. God, all right.
Jeez, all right. I'm trying not to be the turn in the punch.
All right, well, let's go. What's next?
All right, next up, big news out of the NBA. Bradley Beal got bought out by the Suns. He's going to sign a deal with the Clippers. What do you think about Bradley Beal joining a team in LA?
I don't think it means anything. Bradley Beal was on the super team before with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, and that was not anything at all. I think Bradley Beal's basically cooked. He strikes me as a guy who is at the end of his career. In his peak of his career, he was a great player. Injuries took their toll with him, obviously. But I don't think you're going to see him get back to his Washington Wizards day. I don't think that that's really a possibility for him anymore. Him playing with Leonard and Harden as like the scorer, and he's, I don't know. I mean, I look at that team and I think, Leonard and Harden are two good players in their twilight years here. And now here comes another guy who's basically that same thing. He's younger than them, but I just look at that team as a bunch of old banged up guys that are going to win some games, but they're not ever going anywhere. And I feel like this is going to be just sort of another chapter of that.
I want to give you a little hypothetical here off the heels of the swing-off from the All-Star game last night. And I want to pose to you, I want you to evaluate all the EEI talent, the producers, the hosts, everyone around here. Who would your three choices be if you had a swing-off to determine the fate of, in this case, it would be the All-Star game?
Okay, number one, me. I think I would do well in that setting. I'm very competitive. I have good. I was hearing Andy Hart do his. He was doing his Awaken 180 thing about how he lost weight and now he's got more hip movement when he's playing golf, and that's added like 10 yards to his drive. I don't have that, but I do think that I have the right kind of upper body strength, and I still have enough hand eye coordination at 43 that I think I could do pretty well in that. So I'd pick myself first. Maybe Keefe. I'm thinking Keefe I'd want on my team. Feel like Keefe's still pretty athletic. I don't know if Wiggy can play baseball. Now, last time there was a hypothetical like this, Thomas, you asked me who I could take one-on-one in basketball at the station. And I was it's kind of the same. I was worried about Wiggy because I figured like he could just post me. There was nothing I could do about it. I saw Wiggy in New Hampshire, and I told him, I was like, hey, we were talking about you, Wiggy. We were talking about guy who at the station I could play one-on-one, and I thought you were probably one of the guys that I couldn't. He's like, nah, I can't. You could beat me now. I'm not guy. My ankle's all messed up. He's going on and on about how his legs are all, jank. He just can't play anymore. And I was like, all right. I think he was being nice, but if that's what he says, fine. I'll scratch him off the list too. That makes me
No.
I don't know if he's a good baseball player or not. I always lean towards the ex-athletes are probably good enough to be able to, hit a baseball in a home run derby type of setting swing off. So I would say myself, Keefe, and then is it Ted or is it Wiggy?
I think it's Ted.
Yeah.
I think Ted's a lot stronger than Wiggy.
Has Ted ever swung a baseball bat in his life?
I'm sure he has.
I don't know that. I don't know that he has. he was.
But if you just teach him a little bit, like you spend like 5 minutes or whatever, and you say
teaching him how to play baseball.
Yeah, pretty much. Like half of the minute he makes contact, the size that he is, that thing's gonna carry.
Imagine Ted like connecting with like a real fastball. Like a major league fastball, like Ted connecting with that, it would be ridiculous. It would be a ridiculous sight. But you'd have to teach him is the thing. He doesn't naturally know, you know, I wouldn't know if he naturally knows how to do it. Ted, if you're listening, text in. Let me know if you've ever swung a baseball bat in your life. Because that could really affect my next pick here. But I think it would have to be me, Keith, and I'd go Wiggy as my third.
Oh, okay.
I'd go Wiggy as my third.
Okay.
No offense, Ted. I don't know. I don't know if he ever even follows... has ever played baseball in his life. I don't know that. I don't know that Wiggy has either. I know Wiggy was a very good basketball player in high school. I remember when I was in middle school, Wiggy and that East Boston team, they were nasty. People used to go watch them play. I don't know
this
if he
tickles
played,
my fanny.
Mine too. I don't know if he played baseball, but I assume he would have. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, baseball in the spring, right? I mean, unless he was like playing lacrosse or something, but I would assume that he was playing baseball. Anyway, that's what my team would be. For the dong off, it would be me, Keith, and Wiggy.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Had to think a little long and hard about this. By the way, Thomas is shaking his head at that selection.
Yeah, what's your problem, Thomas?
The fact, I don't care if Ted Johnson can swing a bat. The way that guy is built, if he makes contact, it's going 450, no problem. And a sneaky one, I think you forgot, Andy Hart, yes, he is a short king. However, that guy definitely still works out, and he claims he can bench a lot. I feel like he's got a good swing, good hip movement. He's got a Wakeham 180, you know, hip movement.
He does,
out.
That's true. You know why I didn't include Hart? Is because I challenged him to an arm wrestling match, and he turtled. I'm not kidding. He was like, oh, yeah, you said arm wrestling. I was like, yeah, let's do it right now. He's like, I tore my bicep. I don't know if I can. And I was like, what are you, serious? Like, he'd probably beat me. In
a should challenge him to, like, a home run derby then or something.
I guess, but that's why I don't want him on my team.
We're just going to keep challenging him until he actually accepts something.
Yeah.
Like a spelling bee or something.
He'd be dangerous arm wrestling, though, because he's got the lowest center of gravity.
That's what I was thinking.
Easy thing.
Yeah, that would be a tough thing for me. I'd have, like, reach, you know, and, like, leverage and stuff, but he's like an ant, you know? He's very strong. He's very small, and he's very strong. But I challenged him to arm wrestling, and he didn't want to do it. And, I mean, I'm in all right shape, but I'm not, you know, he's in better shape than I am. I'm sneaky strong. People don't know that about me.
Okay.
But well, maybe Andy Hart does. Maybe that's why he didn't want any of the smoke, which I don't blame him. I mean, listen, who would want to step to this?
Okay. Well, just to get to the overarching point here, I want to go off sort of your take about the game of baseball. I would love to sort of see it kind of capitalize, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Is like, I agree with you that baseball is at a really good spot. It's in a really good spot. And the way I want Rob Manfred specifically to attack this is to jump on the wagon and...
Are you hearing that, by the way? What is that?
I think it's a mic or something. I think
What's
it might
happening?
Be your mic or something.
What's wrong with my mic?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to turn my mic off right now.
No, I don't hear it. So
that's definitely my mic.
Yeah.
What is wrong with my mic?
I'm not sure.
What is wrong with the studio?
I'm not sure, but it's always
sorry,
in the
You know what?
O'clock.
Listen, I'm going to turn off my mic, and we're going to go right to your take, and I'm not going to say a word. Here you go.
Okay. So getting to baseball, I agree with you that it's in a really good spot. And I mentioned last night about having sort of an undercard skills sort of thing for that All-Star weekend leading into the Derby. But what I want baseball to do is just like hockey or the NHL with the Four Nations face-off, I want to see them adapt something and have other leagues basically copy them and steal it. So I think this swing-off is the catalyst for what the NBA can do in their All-Star game, what the NFL can do in their Pro Bowl, something of that nature with a swing-off. I want them, if it gets to overtime in basketball, if it gets to overtime in the Pro Bowl, you know, hockey even, if they don't do a Four Nations, if they go back to an All-Star game. I want to see them adopt sort of this swing-off idea that they're going on. So I think baseball, just like the NHL and the Four Nations face-off, started a revolution with their swing-off at the end of the All-Star game. Because no one wants to see an All-Star game. I mean, yes, it's probably great entertainment, but no one wants to see that go to overtime. Players don't want to be playing more than they have to when it comes to All-Star festivities. So I think the MLB has started a revolution, and Rob Manfred, it is up to you to capitalize on this wave of momentum. Adam Silver could call you. Roger Goodell could call you. Help them out in trying to create a brand new event that all athletes and all All-Stars can get behind.
Oh, my God. It's really bad. It sounds like I'm at the beach. That was a good take, by the way. And, wow, how far we've come that now all of a sudden Rob Manfred of all the commissioners is the one that the other one should take advice from. This is ridiculous. We're going to try and get it worked out here during the break. I may have to move to another seat because this is – I mean, listen to this. Are there rats here in the studio chewing through the lines? Is that what happened? Because this is ridiculous. We're going to take a break.
They got them away from the neighborhood, and now they're here.
Yeah, now they're all here. Here's Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending, and hopefully we'll be back with some dongs for you right after this.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, while we get through this technical issue, last night's All-Star game in the MLB for the first time ended in a swing-off, the National League prevailing over the American League by a score of 7-6. Kyle Schwarber was named the MVP. He hit three home runs in the three
swings. It's like
back
in the day, you turn on the TV and it was like just fuzz. It sounded like this.
Pretty much.
What it sounded like.
It is all fuzz.
Someone check the cable, please.
Yeah, we'll get a look on that. Kyle Schwarber, MVP of the All-Star game. Focus is now post-All-Star break. Red Sox will face the Cubs in Wrigley Field for a three-game set, which begins on Friday afternoon. In the NBA, the Suns and All-Star guard Bradley Beal have agreed to a buyout afterwards. Once Beal clears waivers, he'll sign a two-year, $11 million deal with the LA Clippers. That includes a player option in year number two. In related news, Celtics Summer League will resume tomorrow night against the Lakers. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Bruins officially released their schedule for the 25-26 season. Notable matchups to start include the season opener Wednesday, October 8th in D.C. against the Capitals. The home opener will be the following night against the Blackhawks. And Brad Marchand returns to TD Garden with the Florida Panthers on October 21st.
All right, I'll stop.
The Revolution are on the road to face the New York Red Bulls. And the score right now in the 77th minute has the Red Bulls on top of the Revs by a score of 3-2. Both teams are trying to end their winless streak. And the Open Championship from Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland tees off late tonight. First group tees off at 1:35 a.m. The current betting favorites for the tournament are Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.com.
It's time for the Dong Report.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dongs, 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 dongs. All right, it is time for a post All-Star Game Day Old Dong Report here on the Christian Arcan Show. It's been an unusual week here for us, Major League Baseball on its break, so we haven't had normal Dong Reports. But just because there's no actual games that count doesn't mean that there aren't dongs. We had our Dong Derby Day back on Monday, and of course last night was the All-Star Game. So we're going to go ahead and start first, as we always do, with Will Fleming out of context.
America.
Yeah. Notable All-Star Game dongs through history. Quick primer for you here, a little dong data before we get into the very dramatic dongs of last night. The first ever dong hit in an All-Star game was hit by Babe Ruth back in 1933. The first walk-off dong in an All-Star game was hit by Ted Williams in 1942. Stan Musial, favorite player of John Henry, hit a walk-off dong in the All-Star game in 1955. The only time anyone ever hit a grand slam in an All-Star game, that'd be Freddie Lynn back in 1983. Ichiro Suzuki is the man who swung the bat and hit the only inside-the-park dong in the history of Major League Baseball. That was back in 2007. And Reggie Jackson hit one back in the 70s, a 540-footer off the power generator on the Tiger Stadium right field roof.
There's a long drive. That one is going way up. It is off the roof. That hit the transformer up there.
That was in 1971 when that happened. Some notable All-Star Game dongs for you. But last night, not while we were on the air. We were going to break in if there was any dongs to tell you about. There were not during the show.
I was so mad at the timing of these dongs.
I know. I was too. Right around the fifth inning or the end of the fifth inning is when we signed off. And then in the sixth inning, the dongs started flying. We will start in the sixth inning with Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso, the polar bear, a three-run dong to right field. It came in the sixth inning, and it came off Chris Bubich, a 367-footer. Pete Alonso, who, by the way, declined to take part in the home run derby. Multi-time winner, and said, I don't want to be in this derby, and instead ended up having to be in...
You know what? I've hit all the dongs I've had to hit.
True, although he did end up in the dong off later on. Didn't actually have to hit. We'll get to that in just a minute. Later on in the sixth inning, it was Corbin Carroll going long.
I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
A solo home run. That was to left center field. He hit it off of Tigers reliever Casey Mize. It went four, or he's a starter, right? 414 feet to left center field. Big dong there from Corbin Carroll. And then in the seventh inning, the American League got in on the dong act. Brent Rooker, I barely know her, did this.
This was chess. We be yelling checkmate 3 years ago.
A three-run dong to left center field off of Randy Rodriguez. A 407-footer off of Randy Bobandy. Brent Rooker really having a nice weekend in terms of dog. Was in the home run derby. Did he advance to the second round, I think? Or was he out in the first round?
No, it was him and Cal Raleigh, and it was the one that was separated by a few inches.
That's right, yes. They had a dong measuring contest, which Cal Raleigh won just by not even an inch, a fraction of an inch. Hardly seems fair. Raleigh would go on to win the thing, and Rooker was knocked out in that round. Rooker, though, would hit a home run in the actual game, and then, since the game was tied in the ninth inning, they went to a dong-off. And the dong-off was simple, as Jeff Passan wrote. Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone selected three players and one alternate to take three swings. The team with the most home runs wins the game. Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge not participating. Both managers selected players they anticipated would be warm from finishing on the field. Gross. Schwarber, Pete Alonso, and Eugenio Suarez for the National League. Suarez got replaced by Kyle Stowers because he got drilled in the hand, which really sucks if Suarez is out because he's really fun to watch and a great power hitter in the NL West.
I need you to say Kyle's name one more time.
Kyle Stowers? Okay, Stowers. I prefer Stowers because it rhymes with Knowers. So it was Suarez, Stowers in for him, Rooker, Randy Arozarena, and Jonathan Aranda were the three hitters for the American League. Not exactly star-studded, but let's go ahead and start with the first pairing, which was Rooker and Stowers.
You know, with this AI bullshit that's going on.
Will Clark. Has Will Clark responded to anything that has been said on these airwaves yet?
I have not heard one little thing from Will Clark.
I haven't heard Will Clark say a word. I don't know if he's in the lab with a pen and a pad trying to respond to Stiz and the hit him up verse, which was tremendous, I thought. But it's almost too quiet, you know, a little too quiet over there in San Francisco. Anyway, Brent Rooker hit two dongs.
This was chess. We'd be yelling checkmate 3 years ago.
Kyle Stowers with one dong. He was the sub for Eugenio Suarez. Next round, that was Randy Arozarena and Kyle Schwarber.
Papa Gino's wouldn't let me in to use the bathroom, and I think I may have soiled myself.
Damn. Well, we've all been there, right, Fitzy? Randy Arozarena. One dong for him and for Kyle Schwarber. Three dongs. A triple dong night. There we are. Thank you very much. And that gave the National League a 4-3 lead. So, Jonathan Aranda and Pete Alonso was the last round.
I love a big Johnson.
Is that Shime? Jonathan Aranda needed to hit at least one dong to keep the thing going, but he didn't hit any dongs. In fact, three pitches, zero dongs. Jonathan Aranda made it so Pete Alonso didn't even have to swing, as the National League takes it by a final score of 4-3. Now, add up all the dongs from the dong off. There were seven of them. Add in the three dongs that were hit in the game. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a 10-dong night, which doesn't sound like a lot. But for one game, that is a considerable amount of dongs. 10 dongs in one game. I know there was a dong off, but still. That is a pretty good dong total, I would say. In fact, I would call that a Coco Crisp 10.
I believe we went back and forth with this. The 10th win for the Sox.
That's
so we
right.
had a couple of them. A Kelly Shopik 10.
Kelly Shopik 10, good one. A JoJo White 10, number retired by the Boston Celtics. JoJo White.
Want to go current. We'll say Trevor Story.
A Trevor Story 10, very good.
Drake May.
A Drake May 10. How about a Mac Jones 10?
Ah, that was going to be right after mine.
How about a Jimmy G 10?
A Jimmy Garoppolo going. 10. Very good.
Austin Colley, I think, wore 10.
Austin Colley wore 10? I thought Austin Colley
with
wore
the, with the 14. With the Patriots.
He was 10 with the Patriots?
I remember this because he had some insane catches on that game-winning drive against New Orleans.
Okay, I'm looking it up. I believe you, but I'm looking it up. Austin Colley was number 17 with the Colts and number 10 with the Patriots. Very good. All right. Let's see. Another 10s. Other 10s. How about Mike Bibby 10. I'm not expecting to hear that name. Good one.
Jimmy Butler wears 10 after getting traded to the Warriors.
Butler 10 on the Warriors. Good one. Josh Gordon, when he played for the Patriots, had a number 10. And I know that because Josh Gordon jersey t-shirts were on sale very cheap at the Patriots Pro Shop like 3 years after he was gone. And yeah, I got one. I got a Josh Gordon shirt. It's a little big. It's like a double XL, but I still wear it from time to time.
You wear it with pride.
I do. I wear it, you know. I enjoyed the Josh Gordon experience. He had a couple of games where he was just ridiculous. And that was kind of basically what his career was. Let's see. How about
Marco Scudero?
A Marco Scudero 10. Very good. Eli Manning 10. Does Tyreek Hill wear 10?
He does wear 10.
Tyreek Hill 10. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins did wear 10. I don't know if he still does, but I think with Houston he wore 10.
And with Arizona. I remember
that. With Arizona, okay.
I'm pretty sure there was a time DeAndre Jordan wore number 10. I believe it was with the Lakers.
DeAndre Jordan 10, that sounds right. Let's see. Is 10 retired by the Bruins? Is it retired? I don't think it is.
Oh, you know who wore 10 with the Lakers in the back half of his career? Steve Nash.
A Steve Nash 10 wouldn't have got that. Okay, we're doing good with the 10s here. How about, I can't think of any Bruin that's ever worn 10. How is that? Even recently, I can't think of one single Bruin that's worn 10. Not one. I may be running out here. Maybe running out of 10s. Feel like I'm missing some obvious ones.
David Price. I'm pretty sure he switched from 24 to 10 during his last year.
That sounds right. That sounds absolutely right. How about a Clyde Frazier 10? I think he wore 10. I think it's retired by the Knicks, number 10. That may be it. I may be stuck on 10s here. It's a short dong report. We only had the one game to tell you about. So that does make some sense.
Brian has some good ones in the Twitch chat. I don't want to steal them from him.
Okay, let's see. Brian in the Twitch chat.
Oh, this is a good one here. Chipper Jones.
A Chipper Jones 10, very good. Oh, a Deshaun Jackson 10, very good.
Lionel Messi wears 10. How the hell did we miss
Messi
10?
I wouldn't have known. I don't follow soccer that closely, so I wouldn't have known that anyway, but good one. And a DeMar DeRozan 10, which is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Good contributions there from Brian.
I'm speaking of Spurs that wore 10. I'm guessing David Lee, if my memory serves me correct.
David Lee on the Spurs?
Yeah.
I don't even remember David Lee playing for the Spurs.
Okay. Back half of his career.
David Lee, 10 on the Spurs. Okay, sure. There you go. Dennis Rodman, 10. Dennis Rodman wore 10 with
that's
the Pistons.
One.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I think that's it. Send him in at Christian Arcand. You can text him in at 617-779-7937.
Dark and Stormy Nights on the Twitch chat says Jason Tatum wore 10 when he was with the Olympic team.
Oh, I wouldn't have known because he never played. He never actually saw him. He never saw him on the court, so I didn't know what number he had.
That's actually a really good point. No one would ever know.
All right, send him in at Christian Arcand, at Joe_Braverman.
At Joe Braverman, PBP on Twitter.
Okay, very good. We suddenly have lots of Red Sox phone calls on the line right now. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to break off from the Dong Report early here. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls, and then we'll get to clickbait and wrap things up. That's coming up next here on the Christian Arcand Show.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left here. We'll get to Clickbait in just a minute, but we got some calls on the line that I want to get to, talking about the Red Sox, 617-779-7937. And we'll start things off with Johnny in Brooklyn. Johnny, go ahead. Oh, again, you're going to have to pot him up for me there. Go ahead, Johnny.
Arcan, thanks for taking the call. You know I lobbied long and hard for the Dongs, so to follow it is an honor.
Yes, you have been a friend. Johnny, you have been a big-time friend of the Dongs for many, many years, absolutely.
You know me, man. So Eli Manning, Tyreek Hill, the two number 10s I got for you.
Very good.
If I may, I want your opinion. I still don't like the Devers trade. I still think it was a bad trade. I'm glad they're winning, but I just think you can't trade a guy that good for nothing. Where are you at reliving that? And, did you hold that against whatever the GM's name is slipping my mind going into the trade deadline? Thanks again.
You got it, Johnny. Thanks for the call. Thanks for checking in. Always good to hear from you. The Rafael Devers trade still looms large over this team from a perspective of, okay, this has happened. You've done this. You're playing better. But it's August and September coming up here, which have generally been tough months for this team. And is the offense going to continue to, at the very least, and maybe it's not offense that you use that money to replace it with. Maybe you use that on pitching. I have no idea. But I do think that there is still in the back of my mind, as good as this offense has looked and as, you know, strong as they are 1-9 right now, really, I mean, no holes in the lineup at this point, the way they're playing. You still got to wonder, is this something that can be sustained? And can they continue without really replacing Rafael Devers' production externally? And if that was something that they were really, really worried about, then I think they would have pulled the trigger on something quicker than this. But the fact is, Devers has been traded. The money that you saved in the Devers trade should be money that goes towards extending, signing, or, you know, if you trade for somebody at the deadline that you want to keep, then extending him and keeping him around. By the way, while we're on the subject of baseball, you asked me during the Arcan fire if
who you would take in a swing off.
I said Wiggy. Thomas was shaking his head back there. Wiggy.
Yourself, Wiggy, and Andy Hart.
Was an all-city catcher in Boston back in the day, according to Wiggy. So I mean,
the original Big Dumper?
Perhaps. I don't know if that was his nickname, but I mean, wouldn't be a terrible nickname for him. So, I feel even better about my choice right now, unless it comes out that Ted was all city in, you know, California or whatever. But I don't think he was. So there you go.
By the way, there is one thing I got to add to the Dong Report that we sort of discovered late.
Oh.
Justin Herbert is a 10.
A Justin Herbert 10.
Yeah, and you'll never guess. I'm just waiting for, I'm just stalling so Tom can get off of this. Tom is going to show you what shirt he's wearing, which is going to be very, very embarrassing.
Wow.
He's wearing an Oregon number 10 Justin Herbert.
A Justin Herbert jersey shirt.
And he didn't think of it until just 2 minutes ago.
Okay, now that doesn't say Herbert on the back, though, right?
It does say Herbert.
Well,
it
okay, but it. Back then, NILs didn't exist, so they weren't allowed to make shirts like that. They weren't allowed to make shirts with the team and the player's name on it back before NILs. So I would like to know where did you get that like hot off the street or what?
It was a Christmas gift from my twin brother because I got him a Trace McSorley jersey
and
he got me a Justin Herbert shirt.
How long ago was it?
Was I freshman, senior in college, 4 years ago maybe?
Got it. Okay. When I was in New Orleans for my bachelor party, I wanted to get a Joe Burrow LSU shirt. But you couldn't find one that said LSU and then Burrow on the back because, you know, the NIL thing didn't exist yet and you weren't allowed to use the likeness and names of players on official licensed gear. So I'm thinking that maybe it's not the official licensed gear. It does look cool, though. And now it's a thing of the past, all that stuff. But, yeah, there was sort of a line between when you could and could not do that stuff. Let's go to the
Antonio Holmes, by the way. Just another one.
Antonio Holmes 10. Very good. Wally is in Fall River. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, Christian? I mean, I just heard some rumors about, Charlie Martin. I hope the hell we don't get him. I mean, I think they can do better, but we're going to have to see what happens. This next 2 weeks are very critical.
Yes.
We have to admit that. They're playing some tough teams. We're going to see how they come out of it. But everybody would be, very disappointed if he didn't do something. I know there hasn't been much talk about Matt Olson. I think that talk's died, but I'd love to see him in the Red Sox uniform and maybe Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins. I think those are reasonable trades that they could pull off. I don't know about Joe Ryan. I heard the Twins are a little hesitant about trading him. The same with the Padres. They want the Ram, but I don't know if they'd give up Dylan Cease. What's your gut feeling? What's going to happen at the deadline?
Okay, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, Wally. We're up against it. I think Duran is going to get traded. I think they will get pitching. If it's Charlie Morton, I'm going to be BS. That's basically James Paxton from last year. And I know Morton's been better since that awful start he got off to, but Sandy Alcantara, by the way, sucks this year. I hope they don't trade for him and his 9 ERA. There are a lot of pitchers that are on the trade block, though, that I think they could have a realistic shot at, and I think they will get it. I think they will make that happen. Who it's going to be, I mean, listen, we'll talk more about that next week. But I do think that is the track that they're going to go on. All right, it is time for clickbait here, as we only have a few minutes left. And for clickbait tonight, we're going to head to the great state of Florida.
Oh, boy.
We don't do a lot of Florida stories because I feel like it is kind of cliche to just
because
be like, today
you could
in Florida.
Because you could do it every single night.
Right.
It's always something new.
You ever done that thing where you type in your birthday in Florida Man into Google and just see what the headline from that day was about
happened
to Florida Man?
It's been a long time at least for me.
I did that. Last time I did that, I'll do it again at some point. I typed in my birthday in Florida Man, and the story was Florida Man gets decapitated by a helicopter blade at an airport. Kind of a dark one, you know? Usually it's like guy wrestles alligator while high on bath salts or something along those lines. Mine was very, very morbid. Anyway.
I got naked Florida man starts house fire after baking cookies.
Sounds right. And this is very much in line. This story for clickbait tonight is very much in line with Florida man stories of yesteryear. Let's head to Key West, WKRC, with the story.
This right here is Jonathan Winslow. He's accused of stealing a trolley from the Contour Train Company. Winslow is also accused of being in possession of meth at the time of his arrest. He's facing 3 criminal charges, including grand theft. And according to an arrest report, an employee told officers that he had come into the depot, claimed he used to work for the company years ago, and asked for a tour of the train. Authorities also say he picked up 2 passengers while driving the car. He is currently being held on a $60,000 bond.
Okay. There are some details in there that I would like to add to this. But yes, police arrived and learned that this man, he's a 57-year-old man named Jonathan Winslow, arrived at the depot in a Kia, which was still running and playing music by the time the officers arrived. Winslow told an employee he used to work at the depot and he wanted a tour of one of the trains. He then got into one of the trains and drove it off the property. Now, to get an idea of what these trains looked like, I don't know if you've ever been to like a movie lot where they have those little golf carts, but it's like a train kind of, and they drive it around the lot. It's one of those. It's like a little trolley, basically. And they use them in like zoos and, things like that. Gets into the thing, drives it off, leaving the employee confused, but he assumed that Winslow had permission to take the train. Winslow drove the train to downtown Key West, picked up 2 random passengers, and then abandoned the vehicle on the street. So he picked up two people, started driving, and then just said, I'm bored with this, and just left them there with apparently two strangers just sitting there not knowing what's going on. Now, I don't know what's going on in Key West. I'd imagine in Key West, everyone's just sort of down there doing their thing, you know? They're drinking rum and walking around and, you know, just doing what they're doing. Guy goes by in a trolley. Yeah, let's get on the trolley. Let's see what happens. Guy ditches us in the trolley. No big deal. We'll just go over, do something else. It's Key West. Who cares? Police reportedly located Winslow at the southernmost point of the continental USA buoy and noted that he exhibited rapid speech and appeared excited. He claimed that he simply borrowed the train and that he used to work for the company. Furthermore, Winslow allegedly said, today is my birthday, which police then confirmed. While being checked into jail, a deputy reportedly found a meth pipe in Winslow's pocket. Although he claimed it was a weed pipe, Winslow was charged with burglary, grand theft auto, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Now,
it's my birthday. Let me steal the train, man.
You know, when I turn 57, I probably am not going to have a birthday like Mr. Winslow here. When I turn 57, assuming God willing, you know, I make it that far. You get to 57, I'd imagine it's going to be like, you know, dinner with the kids and the wife, you know, something like that. Maybe we go, you know, take a drive. I don't know what 57-year-olds do when they turn 57, but I do not think it is going to involve smoking a bowl of meth, going to Key West, stealing a trolley, driving it all around, and picking up people and ditching them in the middle of the street. I can't guarantee that it won't be that.
I was going to say, you're saying this now, but we got to get to that point.
Yeah. There's been, and I don't know if this is just a drug thing or what, but ever since Chandler Jones, you remember Chandler Jones at the police station? Remember that whole thing? And that was with, it was like K2 or something, it was like synthetic weed that he was smoking, which is also what Aaron Hernandez had in jail. That stuff seems to have kind of left the market. Like, I don't hear a lot about that anymore. I don't hear a lot about the K2 anymore. I don't hear a lot about bath salts anymore. You know, that stuff you could buy at like gas stations back in 2018. Like, I'm not hearing a whole lot about the bath salts. But I feel like meth has still got a pretty good stronghold in places like Florida. Like, meth is still doing okay. Bath salts moved on. You know, that fad is over. They're like laboo-boos, you know? You guys know what laboo-boos are? Either you know what a laboo-boo is? My wife is obsessed with these things. It's these little stuffed animals that basically just look like little gremlins, and you attach them to your bag. And in my house now, it's just constant laboo-boo talk. That's all I have.
Belichick. Oh, how I miss you.
Who's this?
I just want to kiss you.
It's Chandler Jones.
That was Chandler Jones.
That was the. You don't remember that song you made about Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I don't remember that's how it went. Belichick, I miss you, I want to kiss you. Didn't Chandler Jones say that Josh McDaniels had something to do with Aaron Hernandez getting killed? Didn't he say that in one of his, like, Instagram lives or something?
I have in the folder here, diss track.
Yeah, okay.
So, we'll play it for you off.
It's kind of sad what happened with Chandler Jones, not to make light of it here. But, you know, meth, still, ruling Florida. Bath salts, they were the laboo-boos of the Florida drug scene. Meth, still going strong.
Stay in school, kids.
As you can tell. And that's all the time we have here tonight. I want to say thanks to Bridget Prue. I want to say thanks to Dan Greenberg. We are back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Joe Braverman, great stuff as always. Shout out to Brian back there. Sticking around on video tonight. I'm Christian Arcan. This is the Christian Arcan Show. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Good night now.
Ignore that.
That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.